The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Chase Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick. Derek Mason be back in just a second. Waiting on Mike Vrabel. He's actually doing this via Zoom today. As he will jump in there, address the media. We know he's going to be asked about Todd Downing. I'm sure he's going to address that right away. Adam Schefter just tweeting out, NFL has been in contact with the Titans regarding the situation with Todd Downing, which now will be reviewed. All league and club personnel, including coaches, are subject to potential discipline with when a violation is determined who have been committed. So that coming from Adam Schefter, the Titans We'll be addressing this, and I'm getting the stop sign, but almost the go sign to potentially go to Mike Vrabel, and we will do that now.
It occurred earlier this morning with Todd Downing. I've spoken to Miss Amy. John and I have been in communication with her, with the league. The league has policies with regards to these incidents, and we'll make sure that the league has all the information that they need. I also know that you have many specific questions regarding the incident, but out of respect to the legal process, the process that the league has, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to answer many of those specific questions. I will say, however, that we all have a great responsibility as members of this community, as coaches and players of this organization, as fathers and husbands and teammates to make great decisions. And we understand that. And so I'll do my best to answer the questions that you have, but also out of respect to the situation, there's going to be some things that I'm not going to be able to talk about.
Teresa?
Mike, one question. There is availability for anyone on the team and in the organization that needs a ride to get a ride no matter what time of day it is, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Teresa. That's something that we had before I got here and something that we continue to have. So, yes, that's provided through our ownership and the team.
John Glennon.
Yeah, Mike, I know that you're somewhat limited in what you can say, but does the team or do you have any policy or plans in terms of discipline for Todd Downing, or is that strictly an NFL situation?
Well, I think that we're working through all of that right now in our conversations that John and I have had. Also between us, our president Burke, and I don't think that we're ready to comment on that, on what that may look like. Again, just remind everybody that the decisions that we have to make have to be great ones, and we'll continue to have conversations with the league and then also internally.
Terry?
Mike, don't know how much you can comment regarding this either, but with it being a legal matter, do you have to let the does the league policy usually let the legal matter run its course before they institute any form of discipline?
Terry, I can't tell you that that's always been the case. I'm not very confident on that either way. I'm not sure how the league goes about that. We'll just comply with whatever that they ask us to do, and then we'll make a decision and figure out what's next.
Corey?
Hey, Mike, two things. You said you spoke to Todd. Number one, how is he? And number two, can you offer some clarity on what those league policies are?
Well, I have spoken to Todd. The league policies are that, we're making sure that we're responsible and that we're making great decisions. We'll continue to work through the league with our actions and our behavior. The conversation between Todd and I is just like the rest of it with our staff and our players will remain with me. And I'll keep those between Todd and I.
Joe?
Coach, have you already talked to the team yet? And if not, how do you plan on addressing this with the rest of the team, especially with them kind of taking a break now before you guys regroup before Tuesday?
There's certain, players that, I reach out to after the game. Our players are off. And I'll make sure that it gets addressed when we get back in here. Still a lot of things that we're working through. And I know that, Joe, you spent a lot of time around us. So have a lot of you, other you guys. And, we'll try to, we'll address it and we'll, we'll provide support where support is needed. And, we'll make sure that just as always that there's something that needs to be held accountable. We'll make sure that that person's held accountable. But we'll address it, obviously. Just haven't had a chance really to get the team together. And it's just the timing of it.
Chris Harris?
And Mike, in your experience, both as a player and a coach in the NFL, how often is alcohol on a plane? And is there any regulation on how it's served or moderated or anything?
Well, I think a lot of these are specifics with regards to the incident. I think we're all gathering information right now, Chris. So I won't be able to comment specifically on this or what was in the past or other places that I've been.
Just as a quick follow, just in general, how in your experience, how often has alcohol been on the plane?
Yeah. I know that these are some specific questions that I'm not going to be able to address at this time, just with regards to the league process and the legal process. And, very, very, very sensitive to the situation and making sure that, we're doing everything that we can to provide great decisions and, with ourselves and the community.
Gentry.
Yeah, Mike, just how discouraging is this for you after a pretty good win last night to be sitting here talking about this?
I don't think discouraging, Gentry. I don't want to try to give it an adjective. I don't. It's a part of, it's an incident that came up. It's something that we are going to take very seriously. We are going to gather all the information that we can, figure out what the next step is, and do our best to move forward. So I don't think discouraged, is something that I've thought about today.
Teresa?
Going to grind gears a little bit here, Mike, but to turnaround on a short week and to find a way to win a road game in the fashion last night with the best offensive performance overall that this team's had this season. How nice is it to at least flip a page in that way to see so much contributions?
I'm extremely happy and proud of our players, Teresa. They came in Monday. They committed to telling their bodies and their minds that it was a Wednesday and Thursday, and they got to work. And I know that they played a physical game against Denver. They committed to putting the work in to preparing to go on the road and in a great environment. And I'm extremely happy and for them, you know, and proud of them. And, you know, our body language was amazing. Guys were into it. They were straining to get the first down and all the things that we talked about and the keys. And, you know, it wasn't perfect. We had some three and outs and there was mistakes and, you know, but guys didn't waver. And they, every time they needed to answer, they answered. So, you know, I'm excited from to be able to move forward with that and show them, you know, really what they can do.
Corey?
I'm sorry. I know you hate the injury questions, but Danico's been such a huge part of your football team. Is he going to miss time, or do you have an idea on where he's at?
I would expect, Corey, for there to be some time missed. I think that we really are lucky. I've seen Danico already today. So there may be some time missed, but, you know, Nico usually finds a way to get back sooner rather than later.
Jim?
Mike, how'd you like your production, I guess, from your receiving core, you know, from Trey Lynn to Robert to Nick Westbrook Akine, and how much of a jump should that give them confidence-wise moving forward?
Well, again, we all get confidence by, you know, repeated acts, repeated success. You know, they've been working hard, and, you know, it was Ryan did a great job distributing the ball. It was very accurate last night. He had the, you know, the one mistake, but was very accurate. We made some contested catches when it was zone. You know, we caught it. We drop step. We got first downs, hit some plays down the field. You know, so there was really cool involvement from everybody. You know, I thought Hoop had a great catch, you know, contested catch on the sidelines. You know, that he was close on the first down. They ended up making it short, but, you know, a lot of really good things. And, you know, they dropped Chig and we found him, and, you know, he ran under that ball. So, a lot of things to build on, but we'll just have to keep going.
Terry?
Mike, how big was it that a guy like Trey Avery, who's played very few snaps on the defense this year, was able to come in and late in the ball game when Christian went down and make two or three pretty good plays?
Yeah, it's just it's a testament to, you know, the player specifically, but then, you know, Anthony Midget, Scott Booker, Shane Bowen, you know, making sure that these guys are ready to go. And making sure that they, you know, can operate when they get in there in a pressure situation.
Sam?
Mike, just more specifically with Traylon, with all that he's been through in this rookie season, the ups and downs and then the injury, how, I guess, rewarding is it for you as his coach and for him to finally break a few of those big ones and have a big game in prime time?
It's rewarding. I think he's building a lot of trust in us and in who we are, and also understanding what this league is. This is a very unforgiving league. If you're not prepared physically and mentally, you know. So hopefully, you know, this is just a good reminder of what he can do. When he's prepared, I told you that there were some mistakes during the week early on. And so I'm proud of the way that he responded, got those things corrected, and was able to go out there and help us win and have some success.
Chris Harris?
Mike, in your opinion, was this one of the better games that Ryan has had this season? He looked to be pretty much on point other than the one interception.
Yeah, he was it was accurate. You know, times where the line allows the, you know, to progress through, you know, the first third down, you know, he kind of works to the front side and then, you know, sees trailing kind of going through the middle and is able to come back and plant his feet and throw that ball. And so I thought that when the protection can hold up, you know, you're able to progress through and, you know, Ryan was able to find some guys.
Kayla.
Hey, Coach. Pretty cool moment for Ben Jones there to be on the FaceTime after that win. I know, really tough for a guy like that to miss a game like that. Just your reaction to seeing that. And then also, what'd you think about Aaron Brewer coming in for him last night?
Yeah, I thought, you know how much Ben means to me personally and to this football team. You know, we were in constant communication and, you know, enjoyed seeing him. And I know he was obviously excited for his teammates. He'll do everything he can to get back and be with us on the field, but he's always with us in his spirit and his passion for life and passion for football and this team. I thought Brew, you know, really did a nice job, stepped in there and, you know, and battled and did a nice job.
Buck?
Yeah, Mike, the penalty situation last night, relatively clean. How did you think that they performed from an operational standpoint?
The Titans or the officials?
The Titans.
Well, I mean, the penalties on special teams, we talk about drive start, and that's not going to be good enough, Buck. We talked all week how we wanted to play with penalty free aggression, and that's going to cost us. You know, you can't start drives inside the 10-yard line, inside the 12-yard line. But all in all, I felt like, you know, we were able to play physical without fouling. We'll have to get the special teams things cleaned up, and, you know, go on the road and be able to work our cadence, and we got them to jump off sides. So I thought that there was a lot of positive things there.
John Glennon.
Yeah, Mike, a couple of the keys for you guys defensively over the last several weeks have been the sacks and picks. Didn't really have a lot necessarily in either of those departments last night, but what did you do well that you were still able to, you know, contain that Green Bay offense pretty well?
Well, we were very competitive against the run. You know, I think you give them a lot of credit. They put up some big games rushing the football. You know, they come up with some creative schemes. Obviously, some good stuff in there that we had to, you know, get corrected on the sidelines that maybe we hadn't seen. And then, you know, we were okay with, we didn't give up a ton of big plays. And we were just good enough on third down to get off the field and get some stops when we needed it.
Jim Wyatt.
Mike, I'm just curious how we structure things now with a little bit of extra time and should the time, or does it make you hopeful that you'll be able to get some guys back for the Bengals game?
Yeah, I am hopeful. I'll go check on those guys here after this. Structure-wise, the players will be off. We'll be back in on Tuesday, Jimmy. We'll work Tuesday and Wednesday. I want to be able to give them Thursday to spend with their families or loved ones, and then get back to work on Friday.
John Glennon.
Yeah, Mike, you know, a lot of times earlier in the season you talked about the X plays allowed and how significant they were. The other side of things last night, how important was it for your offense to kind of show that ability to hit those X plays, you know, especially in the passing game and to balance out the running game that you guys have?
Yeah, we've talked about it, to be able to, you know, put scoring drives together. You're going to have to hit some critical third downs. You're going to have to hit some X plays along the way. And that changes field position, changes momentum. So it was certainly welcome, you know, whether that's down the field or, you know, getting a guy on a screen. I thought the screen to Derek was great, and we'll have to keep working on trying to produce those.
All right, Coach, that's all of them.
There you go. That is Titans head coach Mike Vrabel addressing everything from Todd Downing to the game last night. We'll address that coming up next here on Chase Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.